and shine.
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Now, exciting times here as a lead up to Christmas. We want to get you on that flight to that place that you want to go to with your friends and family members, right? Because we have up to $12,000 worth of Expedia rewards points for you. If you can guess a mystery travel sound.
So yesterday evening, James made a guess, a very interesting guess, the automated immigration gate. Right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was wrong. But fortunately, that means our cash prize has now been snowballed by another $500. And today we are giving away $3,000 worth of Expedia rewards points.
Once again, one call that we're going to pick up on the show today, and only one guess. If you get it right, you win $3,000 worth of Expedia rewards points. If you get it wrong, it snowballs yet again by an extra $500 until someone gets it right in the evening. Okay? We'll play the mystery travel sound in just a bit. In the meantime, why not download the Expedia app and explore your options around the world? On the playlist to ready you for the day ahead, we've got Powerful and Biba Doobie, the lo-fi and rap crossover. Also, where is Shia?
Shia, she released an album, then don't want to work already.
She became happier, going to the beach all.
See, sometimes sadness is where it's at.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Very soon, we'll play for you the mystery travel sound. If you can guess what that is. And I think also, all the previous contestants, the attempts at getting it right, getting it wrong has helped to cross out all those sounds for you, making it either easier or harder for you.
Yeah, probably easier, right? For a whole bunch of people. At least now we know it's not the unbuckling of our airplane seatbelt. We know it's not passport getting stamped. We also know that it's not the suitcase.
There you go.
It's not your luggage.
Okay, but it's got us thinking though. Any trips happening in December for y'all?
You just applied for leave.
Yes.
So we know you're going somewhere.
Okay, I'll tell you about mine soon. But y'all, any trips planned?
No, not for end of year. Okay. I'm aiming for maybe April.
Wow, so you can
March,
book that.
April.
Okay, so you book ahead of time.
Yeah, book now, book now. Oh. But you know what? I'm not going to do anything yet. I'm not going to confirm anything because on Friday, we're going to have Lavinia from Expedia herself come in and give us more travel tips, more updated travel tips. On Friday, I will listen to her analysis and then I will book tickets.
I have a trip. Actually, I forgot. To Sembawang, quite far from East Coast. Feels like I need my passport to get there.
What's happening
Christmas gathering. But Sembawang, quite far.
That's the thing when you get invited from your friend and you live in Pasir Ris and like, hey, come to my house in Pioneer. I'm like,
you know, we should talk about this. How to say no to Christmas parties.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's coming up next. Now, it's seemingly on the surface a beautiful thing when someone invites you to their Christmas gathering. You know, you're smiling, go, oh, thank you so much for the invitation. And then you see the address and then you compare it to yours and you're like, I must plan a schedule now, a travel route.
Actually, yeah, I felt that way when my auntie organized the party and she lives in like Sembawang and I'm like, oh, East Coast to Sembawang. It's not all that far, but it does feel mentally like it's quite a distance.
I think for family, you have to make the time because my family is having a Christmas party and we added all the cousins are like, okay, we're there, don't worry, we're there, we're gonna go. Then slowly all the aunties and uncles, oh sorry, we're going to Malacca, oh sorry, we have plans. I'm like, hello, this is your family, how can you anyhow got plans, what are you doing in Malacca? Anyhow,
they've got family?
Yeah, maybe
other we family. Have a family.
The other side.
The cousins are going, though. That means their children are going to be there, but they are not spending time with us. I don't understand. So look, these are some of the excuses that you can use. 38% of people say, sorry, they won't be around.
Oh.
So yes, I will be in Malacca. That's 38% of people using the excuse. 28% of people are using, oh, I can't go to your party because it clashes with my own family's party.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yes,
I like that one.
Yeah, so I would love to go, but sorry, I'm family
so
first.
So due to scheduling conflicts, I'm unable to attend. Ah, okay, good.
And then there is, I think this excuse, I don't know whether I'll accept. 5% of people say, oh, I just got a new kitten or a new puppy. I can't go. You know, I got to stay home with the puppy and kitten.
I've used that before with Cooper, my dog. Yeah.
My dog's not feeling well.
Exactly. Oh, my dog's alone at home. He's got separation anxiety. For real. It's legit.
Yes.
Yeah, but it comes in handy when you're tired, and you really don't want to go out.
Look, end of the day, Christmas happens once a year. Okay? So if you know, if I go to this house, yes, I have to show face, but then there'll be drama and all that. It'll take too long, dilly-dally and all that. Don't. Be okay with saying, I'm sorry, I can't. You know, because you want to protect your Christmas. Have the best Christmas that you deserve. Okay,
but,
right now.
But how far in advance do you tell him, hey, sorry, I'm not going to make it?
Oh. As soon as possible. I think that's only polite.
Right, responsible.
Then you free up your space and can invite another family member that got bumped off the list.
Exactly. At the very least, tell them early, okay? More Christmas problems that we're solving right now. Earlier on, we were empowering everyone to be comfortable with saying, no, I can't make it for your Christmas party. Okay? If you feel like this is not going to be a good time, just say no, but say early in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they don't like cook for you and then they prepare for you or presents ready for you. And
no,
then
no,
you don't
I will judge. I have one uncle who said he's not coming for Christmas. I judge him. I will not invite him next year.
Now, the other problem that I have is, because this is my first apartment, first Christmas tree up in the living room. I'm like, everyone, come to my house. And then I realized my house cannot fit this many people, no? So now, is it okay if I also message them and be like, hey, actually the party is cancelled for some of you?
What? Some of you?
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just say, like, come other days.
Why don't you stagger it? So, like, from, say, lunchtime, this group of people, and then dinner, another group of people.
So that's what we initially did. I said from 3 p.m. onwards, the house is open, but everyone finishes work at a certain time.
Oh, you're doing it on a weekday?
Yeah.
Then your problem.
Because weekday before
start your
Christmas
day right.
Weekend.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
And for me, I thought, okay, maybe I'll have more people be able to say yes if I do it on a Thursday. So I'm doing it on a Thursday.
Who's going to go on a Thursday? I'm not going.
So everyone is coming around 5, 6 p.m. So there's a bottleneck period where everyone is coming and I don't think I have enough food for this many people in that concentrated period of time. So I'm starting to already message some of my friends like, hey, don't have to come lah. You know, just send me a greeting, e-greeting
that's
card.
That's terrible.
So that's bad for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the solution here is have other days as well.
No, the solution is do it on a weekend.
Okay, and if people can't make it, that's fine.
They can't make it, a problem.
That's it. Carol?
Yeah, I think you should just get a final RSVP so you know the numbers. It's like, hey, just confirming whether or not you can attend because the space is limited, food is limited, so I just want everyone to have the best experience.
Oh.
Can you RSVP to let me know whether you are confirmed?
That's a nice way of putting
attendee.
It.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be like, hey, are you sure you RSVP can make it? You sure you want to come? I live in, this place. You sure you can make it? It's quite jammed, no? You sure? But I cannot. It's bad behavior. Right now, I think it's time for us to announce who is joining us on our show today.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. We are expecting Adrian Pang and his wife Tracy Pang from Pangdemonium.
This is very exciting because Adrian Pang curated this year's NDP.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing next year's show.
All right.
And we'll also find out what's in the exciting lineup for 2023 when it comes to Pangdemonium, okay?
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Very soon, we're going to ask you to call us for another attempt at our mystery travel sound. The prize has snowballed to $3,000 worth of Expedia Rewards Woo-hoo! Points. Everyone lean close. This is the mystery travel sound. Once again, what is this sound?
So Tim had a very good guest on his show last night. Someone called in to say automatic immigration gate.
I could hear that, you know. Now that you've mentioned it, I can hear it.
Yeah, but that's not the answer.
No, that's not the right answer. Nor is it unbuckling the seatbelt on the plane.
Or your luggage.
No, that's not it.
So yeah.
What is that sound? Very soon, I'll give you the cue to call. When I say call now, then you call, okay? Save the number first. 669-10920.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. In this hour, Adrian Pang and Tracy Pang will be joining us. Also,
there's a chance for you to win $3,000 worth of Expedia Rewards points, all for simply listening out for the mystery travel sound. And the prize money snowballs by $500 in terms of rewards points every time someone gets it wrong. So do we want it right or do we want it wrong?
Exactly. That's a conspiracy. I think people know it. They're just holding off until the pot gets big enough.
Yes. I'll tell you to call us very soon.
Mystery Travel Sound, sponsored by Expedia.
Let's play the Mystery Travel Sound once more. Listen carefully. What is that sound? Think carefully and call us now. 669-10920.
It's your chance to win $3,000 worth of Expedia Rewards points. And of course, if you don't get it right, it's going to snowball by $500. We've got up to $12,000 worth of Expedia Rewards points to be given away.
I can't wait. I don't know what this is. I don't want to guess. I can't win. But I'm excited to hear what the guesses are.
Once again, call us now.
Play the sound one last time. I still don't know.
669-10920.
Mystery Travel Sound, sponsored by Expedia.
You're on the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Susan, yes. You are the caller that we have picked up. Now, attention's on you. You have to listen carefully to the Mystery Travel Sound right here. I'll play it once again, Susan. What is this sound?
Stamping of documents.
Stamping?
Passport, yes, with the rubber stamp, you know, with those self-inking chop.
Oh, okay.
Ah, like the old school one.
Yeah.
So you walk up to the immigration officer and then he ba-bam, like that. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it can be the date, it can be anything that is with the stamping.
Stamping.
Some kind of stamp.
Yeah. Stamping.
Yeah. So a document.
The old-fashioned, that, yeah.
Unfortunately, that is not the right answer, Susan.
Oh, no.
We actually had a similar guess on day one.
Exactly. Derek guessed that it was a passport getting stamped as well. Yeah. So you got to stay tuned and listen out for the wrong answers so that you can eliminate, okay, what are some of your guesses are.
Okay, thank you very much.
But Susan, the cool thing that you've done right here is you've now led the prize to a little snowball, don't we? We're adding $500 on top of that.
Yeah, so we're now currently at 3,500 Expedia Rewards points that will potentially be given away this evening with Tim O.
Oh, I see. This is my first time calling. I'm so glad that I can get through.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. And you know what? The rules state that you can call again and again. So you can call this evening, you can call again tomorrow.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much.
All right, we'll play the sound for you.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a wonderful day ahead of you, okay?
Same to you, and Merry Christmas in advance.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Susan.
I can't get through any more calls.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Time now for In Other News, news that didn't make the headlines, but are worth diving into, especially as we plan ahead of time, not for Christmas, but Chinese New Year.
Oh?
All right, so MAS has just announced that they will stop issuing good as new $2 notes. After 9 years, you won't be finding this anymore. Instead, it'll be fit for gifting notes. Okay, break it down for us, guys.
Well, I think it's a move towards the environment, isn't it?
Right.
Because if not, they have to keep printing all these new notes for Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not great for the environment. There's a lot of paper being used. So it's actually better for us to go green with digital red packets and make use of the existing notes that are already in circulation that are fit for gifting this CNY.
And that's all it is. Of all things, right, all the super new ones that we've been gifting each other, it's very hard to tell if there's another note underneath.
Yeah, so I was just going to say that makes it very difficult to like play with.
Exactly. There was even times where I threw an ang pao into the trash after taking out the money without realizing there's an extra $2 in there, because it was stuck to the red packets. So I have to always dig, check through, count again.
But how do we feel about digital red packets though? Because I'm not there yet. I want the money. I don't want a digital QR code to like, oh, okay, I pay now, you $4.
You can still give the red packet with like a fortune cookie inside, but I do like the smell of the notes though.
Yeah.
The new ones. Always very nice.
I think this is the future. You open the red packet, there's a QR code. And then you scan the QR code, and then immediately it sends to your PayLah account.
Nice.
So it's in a separate
wallet. And
there's
a sweet message as well. Because most of the time, there's no note with the ang pao. So just this way, like you can put a nice message.
Now, moving over to Potong Pasir. We've been seeing this year a lot of situations with people's greenery outside their HDB flat, full on Jumanji. Okay, this time around, there's a man named Benjamin Ng, 56 years old. He is part of a Facebook group called Foliage Fanatics Singapore.
So cute.
So am I.
And everyone is obsessed with his corridor. So he's got a vertical garden, a wall full of plants, very neatly arranged, very Marie Kondo approved.
Wow.
To a point that a lot of neighbors now start to, even if they don't live next door, they will travel to right outside his house to compliment him. And
you know, I'm crazy like that. Like, okay, don't judge.
What,
don't
you
judge.
Traveled to go see this plant HDB?
No, I haven't gone to Potong Pasir.
Right.
But, like, when I got nothing to do, right, I go to the next block, and I just take the lift to every floor, and I walk around the corridor, and I look at people's plants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I'm that person now.
So we want to give a big shout out to Benjamin Ng, who's now made a mini botanical garden
outside
his house.
It really does look like a plant HDB.
Right.
Or an HDB for plants.
Yeah. Beautiful. There you go.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Pop off with the biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. Time Magazine has just announced who their athletes of the year are, entertainers of the year are. Now, for the entertainment world, it's Blackpink.
Oh.
Blackpink, they've taken the cover, all four of them, as entertainer of the year, listing all the records they've broken, you know, the kind of influence they have from Korea all the way to the West. So very proud of Blackpink. Also, more Asian representation, winning the overall icon of the... Who do you think? Who do you think?
Icon of the year. Icon. This year.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was Asian?
Yes.
Oh. Someone from BTS.
Oh, like Jungkook maybe?
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
No, the icon of the year is from Malaysia.
Oh,
wow.
Michelle Yeoh.
Yay!
There you go.
Present.
Michelle Yeoh has been announced as Time Magazine's 2022 Icon of the Year, and the write-up on her is absolutely incredible. You know, reminding everyone that, hey, she kicks butt when it comes to karate, martial arts, right? Let's not forget she was a Bond girl in Tomorrow Never Dies. You know, she followed up with major roles like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And I think for the newer generation, they fell in love with her in Crazy Rich Asians as well. But they said it wasn't until Everything Everywhere All at Once that she finally became number one on a director's call sheet. Because usually she's always damsel in distress or she's a cool side character.
So she's typecast,
stereotypical roles,
right. She says, this is actually one of the rarest times in my life I've been asked to play the lead role. So even though I didn't understand the film at first, I said yes, because I get to play a lead role. At 60 years old, the Malaysian actress is now on top of the world.
Mad respect for her.
As Time Magazine's Icon of the Year. Following Time Magazine's announcement for Entertainers of the Year, Blackpink winning that one, taking the front page, and also Michelle Yeoh at 60 years old. She's Icon of the Year. Athlete of the Year goes to Aaron Judge.
Who that?
I don't watch sports.
But the big category is Person of the Year, the results of which will be announced later today. But here are some of the people on the short list. There's Xi Jinping, the president of China.
Okay.
Yeah. Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He, of course, has done a lot, been through a lot this year. The U.S. Supreme Court, Elon Musk, who was Person of the Year in 2021.
No.
There's also Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Ooh. I would like a woman to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's really generous with her money. She's
given away a lot
of her money that came through the divorce from her ex-husband, Jeff. So yeah, definitely fingers crossed for Mackenzie Scott.
They need to come up with a title or something. Beyonce needs to win something.
Huh?
Just like Beyonce is...
she not is, entertainer of
the
year?
No, that's Blackpink. Right, it should be Beyonce is Beyonce of the Year. That's it. There should just be like, what?
She's her own category.
Right, and Taylor Swift as well. Now, moving over to TikTok right now, the biggest surprise hit on TikTok.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
There you go. Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary. Now, this is one of my personal favorite songs from Lady Gaga. It was never released as a single. It was just on the album Born This Way. But all because of Wednesday, the iconic dance in Wednesday, people on TikTok have discovered that actually if you time it with this song, It fits perfectly with the lyrics as well. So now people are doing dance challenges. So TikTok is where Lady Gaga is blowing up right now. It's got 76 million spins.
Oh, wow.
And Gaga herself showed love to Wednesday on Twitter as mm-hmm. well.
Did she do the dance?
She should, right?
Yeah, I can totally see Lady Gaga doing that.
Wednesday is the number one show on Netflix in every country right now.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's a Wonder Woman Wednesday here on the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. So we're going to switch things around. Earlier on, I said Adrian Pang is going to be here. Also, his wife, Tracy. No, Tracy Pang is going to be here.
Yeah.
She's bringing along someone called Adrian Pang.
a little unknown actor,
yeah.
hoping to make it big, making his mark in Singapore.
Do you know Tracy has so many awards under her belt? She's been nominated for Best Director at the Straits Times Live Theatre Awards 11 times. And won Best Director in 2017.
Yeah.
She was awarded Woman of the Year for the Arts by AWA International in 2015 and was named Great Women of Our Time for Arts and Media by Women's Weekly in 2017.
Wow. There you go.
I know Adrian Pang played Ah Beng once.
And directed our NDP last year.
Yeah, yeah. But chances are your favorite Adrian Pang production was directed by Tracy Pang.
Yes.
Here you go. So the couple will be joining us very, very soon. Also, more incredible feats from women all around the world that we'll cover for you in just a bit.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes. Because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's a Wonder Woman Wednesday, the time of the week that we honor some incredible women. Earlier on, we shared how Time Magazine has listed Blackpink as Entertainers of the Year. Also, Michelle Yeoh at 60 years old. She is the icon of the year, taking the front cover of Time Magazine.
It looks like 60s is the new awesome because the first female space station commander ever is going back into space at 62.
Well, hey, the training is really not easy, man.
Also, she completed it at 61. Is it you're saying? No. Peggy Winston is her name, and she stepped out of the International Space Station more times than any other woman, completing 10 spacewalks in her career. That's the third most done by anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, and during her time on the ISS, she commanded it twice, in 2008 and 2015. And at 62, she intends to board a rocket and fly into space again, but this time on a private spacecraft.
Gee.
Yeah, she's currently the director of human spaceflight at Axiom Space, which plans to have a space station completed by the end of this decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Space commander. Mm.
She has walked 10 times. This is just unfathomable for me. You know, like, I think for many of us, we've reached that point of our lives where, like, okay, in my lifetime, I will never go to space.
Yeah.
Like, I've accepted that. Meanwhile, Jill does not believe in space.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, all of this is really cool, and it would be cooler if space were a real thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? But this is just such an incredible feat. You know, we've also shared stories of how a woman who, after watching Titanic in 1997, she dedicated her entire life to, I want to go down the depths to see Titanic in its actual wreckage out there. You know, so I just think, if you have a dream, go for it. You'll be actually quite blown away by how far you can go if you just keep at it. And even if it happens at 60, you're still in that process.
Exactly.
You know?
This is so exciting for me because growing up as a kid, there were no female space anything. You know, I wanted to be an astronaut, but I didn't have any like female icons to look up to. And so reading about Peggy Winston is so inspiring. At 62, hey, she's not slowing down.
Joining us next, another incredible trailblazer, an icon here in Singapore in theatre, Tracy Pang, along with Adrian Pang, will be joining us very soon from Pangdemonium.
They don't just get you to work, they get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
Joining us right now for our Wonder Woman Wednesday, we have a pair of exciting guests who have joined us. We have Tracy Pang.
Hey! Hey.
Who brought along, you may not know him, okay, but he's an up-and-coming actor by the name of Adrian Pang, everyone.
Hey, I'm just here as Tracy's assistant.
Behind every successful woman is a...
Yeah.
Is a man trying, man trying to catch up.
All right, this is very exciting. Of course, many of us, we love Pandemonium's productions through the years. And I think the Christmas gift this year, if you love theatre...
Your chance to get season passes to Pandemonium. Tell us more about what we can look forward to next year in 2020. 2023, Tracy?
Right. Well, we have three shows coming up, and the season ticket gets you access to all three shows. People, Places and Things, which will be opening in March. We go into rehearsals in February. Then the second show of the year is a play called Doubt that some people may have heard of. It was made into a film.
The Meryl Streep one?
That's right. Yes. And the third show of the year is the musical Into the Woods.
Also a Meryl Streep.
Spectacular.
Okay, so one ticket and my year is set for 2023,
that's
right?
That's it. That's all you have to do.
That's a wonderful feeling.
Okay, so that's your Christmas present, yeah?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, you're getting for me. Yes, I'll get it for you as well.
Oh,
very nice.
We go together.
I have to know, what is that feeling like, you know, just having the theater packed again, you know, because during the pandemic and then once they started easing the restrictions, they still had to stagger some seats, didn't they?
That's right. That was a bit painful, you know, kind of coming in and seeing like only one third of the audience in there and, you know, kind of actually having to sit a few seats away from your friends, you know. But, you know, it's great to have the theaters back open and looking really forward next year to seeing full houses. We're in the brand new Waterfront Theater at the Esplanade. Ooh. So all three shows are going in there. We'll be, I think, the first outside company that are going in to produce shows in there. So that's going to make it even more exciting, you know, going into the new space.
I think one thing that's particularly exciting about this new space is that it's a flexible venue so that you can change the
seating
stage
and everything.
Yeah, you can change the seating and the stage into different configurations, like in the round,
circular,
in the circular,
right.
Or in a catwalk kind of way, or the traditional kind of proscenium front on kind of thing. So we're going to be playing with three different configurations for all three shows.
Yeah, each time you come in, it'll look completely different.
Oh, that's going to be a nice feeling when the doors open and you walk in, not sure what to expect, right? More with Tracy Pang, our Wonder Woman Wednesday feature, as well as Adrian Pang. We're going to learn Tracy's story next on Kiss 92. On the show right now, very special guest for our Wonder Woman Wednesday. We have cultural icons here, Tracy Pang, as well as Adrian Pang on the show.
Welcome to the studio, guys. What's it like working together as a team after so many years?
It's awful.
Does it bring you closer or further apart?
There's good days and bad days, I have to say, you know. But no, you know, we've actually managed to find a really comfortable way of working together. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, everybody we talk to go like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
That time at work is like my way to be away from my husband for a few hours.
Yeah, no such luck, sorry.
No, but I think with every partnership, there's times where you disagree on things.
Yeah.
But I actually think that is a good thing because it challenges each other to think harder, work better.
Yes.
You know?
It's a bit like a marriage, actually. Strangely
enough.
I'm sure
you bring some of your work issues back home as well. So how do you draw the line? Where's the boundary?
There is no boundary.
Oh, we stopped trying to draw boundaries a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? You just kind of work with whatever you have.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. And, you know, our kids have kind of gotten used to the dinner table being, you know, a continuation of meetings. So they're kind of being quite, you know, in on everything that we're doing so far. We really try. But it actually has to be like, okay, we're going out to the cinema or we're going to do this, which will stop us actually talking about work.
And of course, you know, for a lot of us that do know this, we know that our favorite Adrian Pang performances and everything directed by his wife.
Right. Absolutely. I will not contest that. That is the absolute truth. I will say, hand on heart, that the productions that I am personally most proud of have been directed by Tracy.
There you go.
And she didn't have to pay me very much to say that.
That's the magic of it, right? Because it can be very tricky working with your partner, someone that you care about. But when it does work, it is just like, what a feeling, right? To go to work with someone that you love.
No, but above all of that, it's very much respect.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you are the wife, you're whatever. But in the theater, you're the director. I'll just shut up and listen to you.
There you go.
Just shut up and listen. Do what I'm told.
Pangdemonium is selling their season tickets right now on their website. You can also pick it up on SizzTick, where you get a whole year's worth of shows. It seems to be Doubt, I think, next year. Also Into the Woods. And what was the first one you said?
People, Places and Things.
Oh, that one's intriguing.
It's a mind-boggling, mind-bending, heart-stopping, theatrical extravaganza. Honestly, I it's one of the best plays I've ever read.
And is Adrian going to be like naked again? He seems to
always be like jealous and
flexing. I can't seem to keep my clothes on, isn't it? In fact, you know, are we on air right now? Actually,
yeah.
On
the, yes.
Well, if you stick around long enough.
They can't actually see whether there's anything below.
True, actually. I cannot.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
Instead of coming home, how about
Mystery Travel Sounds, sponsored by Expedia.
Fly. Let's go. Away. Yeah, fly.
There you go. We picked up a call earlier on. Unfortunately, Susan did not get the right answer for our Mystery Travel Sound. Let's listen once again to the Mystery Travel Sound. I'll play it again. Okay, so it's not passport getting stamped, not what she said, which is the document, self-inking document.
Actually, someone guessed that on Monday as well.
Right,
so you got to really tune in, listen out for all the wrong answers, so that way you can scratch it off your list of sounds that you think it could potentially be.
Can I do a recap? Can we be
Please.
Nice and do a recap?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is not passport getting stamped. It is not documents getting stamped. It is not luggage opening. It is not the unbuckling of a seatbelt. Could be the buckling, who knows? And it is not the automatic gantry.
Okay,
so
okay,
those
okay.
are not the right answers. What could it be?
Okay, alright. The second chance for you to call today will be with Tim. Tim, from 4 p.m. Alright, there'll be a chance for you to call us 669-10920 to make that guess. You'll only pick up one call. Yeah.
And the prize pot is at $3,500 Expedia Rewards points, and you don't want to miss out on that because it could lead you to a whole bunch of wonderful experiences with Expedia. We're thinking accommodation, we're thinking travel. If you have that sense of wanderlust, this is the game for you. Tune in this evening for your chance to win.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
That's right.
It's the Morning Show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. More with superstar duo Tracy Pang and Adrian Pang on the show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What have we learned about them so far?
That they are a fun couple. They really know how to enjoy each other, grow through the mistakes, all the arguments, all the disagreements, and just be family and working partners.
There you go. Learning to work together, creating art together, entertaining audiences for like more than a decade now, I think. Yeah.
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
We've got Tracy Pang and Adrian Pang from Pangdemonium.
Yes, you want to grab your season passes for 2023. Three tickets for a special price because you're getting 28% off each individual ticket price.
That's right. I mean, if you go and buy a ticket for a show, you know, singly, so you're just going to go in January and I'm going to buy a ticket, it'll cost you a lot more. If you get the season ticket, you get that discount. Yeah, you get the discount, but you also get like a concierge service as well.
Ooh, I love concierge service.
So basically, when you get your ticket, you can then book your seats before any of the rest of the public.
Yeah.
So you get in first. But the other thing is with the season ticket, if something comes up, like, you know, a last minute work meeting, you can't make it, you can change your ticket.
Very cool.
Up to 48 hours before the show, you can change your ticket to any other performance.
Useful.
Which if you buy a regular ticket through Systic, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So Christmas around the corner, this would be a great gift for the person who loves theatre. Maybe you just started dating someone. Maybe you need to rekindle some passion in your life. Maybe you need to observe.
Maybe you need some culture in your life.
So in that case, you're stuck with them for the year, though.
Yeah. No. So you can bring a different girl to every show.
That's right. It makes a man commit to you at least for the rest of 2023.
I like the idea of that.
Speaking of that, I think New Year's is going to be around the corner for a lot of us. We're going to be making New Year's resolutions, right? And I think making that commitment, like, okay, I'm going to the theater, I'm going to go out more, I'm going to experience life in the city a little bit more. I think that's a great way to look at it. Okay, I have a year's worth of shows and discounts ahead. I'm curious, Adrian Pang, so this year, NDP.
Yes or no?
This year, yes,
it happened.
Yeah, you directed it. But then, New Year's resolution, are you going to put it out there? Like, I want to do next year as well?
Well, it's a bit too late. Someone else has jumped in my seat. I was raring to go. I was going like, yeah, let me do this again, please. But somebody jumped in already, so. Yes.
Okay, I want to know, if someone is listening and wants to get into theatre, how do they come and audition for you? When are you going to put Josh in a play?
Well then.
Right. Well, we do audition. I mean, unfortunately, next year is all cast. We actually audition quite far in advance. But we also have like youth programs as well. So people can audition for the youth programs that happen through
our youths, yeah. for youths like,
actually,
like Josh.
I did yeah. have an intern go and audition for you guys.
Ah, right.
Was it earlier this year? Uh-huh. She didn't quite make it though. She was oh. very sad. But she said she was in awe of Adrian and Tracy.
Oh, no.
I couldn't gather my thoughts.
Yeah,
she
it's,
said,
it's,
yeah.
it's Tracy. I'm in awe of Tracy hard. Myself. It's very hard to put yourself out there, come in and audition in front of us. It is tough. So getting through that, it's part of the journey. And like working in theatre, that's part of what you have
Talking
to deal
about
with.
The journey, she said it was really far out in the east or something like that. She's like, it's so ulu. I do not know how to
yeah,
get to
see,
the audition.
See, that's all part of the audition. If you can actually find us,
yeah,
you've already,
character.
You know, crossed one hurdle.
Can you tell? I'm sad. I'm crying. Can you tell? I'm crying
he
right now because I'm
into the woods.
Sad.
Very badly.
Oh, that is shocked. Oh. See, I can do range.
Oh, right. That's what was happening. My God. Wait. So you found it into the woods?
Yes, I am. I will watch the film right after this. All right, so once again, if you would like to catch all of Pandemonium's productions next year at an epic discount, plus you get priority seating, you get a book early in advance. Also, if you need to reschedule, you can do that as
in
well.
Concierge service.
There you go, yes. That bit of flexibility. Mm. Head over to SysTick or the Pandemonium website and pick up a season's pass. Get it for yourself and your loved one.
Mm. Nice.
You can do that. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, Christmas just around the corner. What's your wish this year?
Oh, goodness. My wish is that we wave goodbye to the pandemic mm-hmm. and everybody comes back out to play. I think it's been a tough couple of years, certainly for the theatre industry, but for many industries, yeah. you know, and it'd be really nice for all of us to get back on an even keel yeah. and see the theatres with full houses. I think that's really my wish for next year.
Mm. I think for myself, well, I mean, Tracy will attest to this, I'm usually a bit of a Grinch come it's Christmas and I'll be the grouchy uncle sitting in the corner talking to myself.
Oh, no.
Completely off my head.
Cannot tell.
Huh?
Cannot tell.
But I think trying to embrace the future and, as Tracy's saying, kind of saying goodbye to, you know, the last three crazy years, I think it's important that we don't just wish for things to go back to the way they were. That's past. That's gone. Why look into the future by missing the past?
Yeah,
I think we should just forge ahead and renew and recharge.
Make new rules.
Absolutely. You know, be a new, better version of yourself. And that's what I'm kind of pledging for myself.
Awesome. Beautifully said.
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show. Kiss 92.
All right, so Christmas just 18 days away. And over in Hollywood, one thing a lot of celebs look forward to is, get this, Tom Cruise's Christmas cake.
Cake? Yeah. Oh, I know this.
Yeah, he's been sending his friends and colleagues cake, okay, in Hollywood, a white chocolate coconut bundt cake for almost a decade. And guess what? It tastes really awesome. It's been praised by many, including Jimmy Fallon, Kirsten Dunst, and, you know, Tom Cruise himself actually has a really strict diet and a very strict workout routine, but he still sends out these cakes every Christmas season.
There is an interview with Dakota Fanning, and Dakota Fanning was in that one Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds, when she was like 8 years old or something.
Yeah. She got the cake?
I still receive the cake till this day.
Yeah, it comes from a bakery called Doan's Bakery. It's a small family-owned business in Woodland Hills, California. And their connection to Tom Cruise has actually helped keep their shop running through a couple of difficult years.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so it's nice to see that he's doing something for the community, for the shop, and just sending love at Christmas time through cake.
Any chance they do global delivery?
Doan's. D-O-A-N. Okay, Doan's Bakery. That's the one you want to look out for.
All right. Now, of course, Tom Cruise readying up for the Oscars. Mm. All right, a lot of buzz with Top Gun Maverick potentially going for Best Picture, maybe
nice.
Even Best Actor for Tom Cruise. That'll be early next year. I have not seen Top Gun Maverick.
What? Yeah, oh my goodness. We've been talking about this for months, Josh.
It's about planes and things, right?
Good things come in threes. 3, 2, 1. Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show on Kiss 92.
So Lindsay Lohan has her Christmas movie out on Netflix, Falling for Christmas. It's got George Young in it. Not particularly good, but it's exactly what you need for Christmas, right? It's just cheesy romantic comedy. So now she is doing an ad for Pepsi.
Mm.
And in this ad for Pepsi, very Christmassy, she's in her pajamas with the Christmas tree, eating cookies. Then she pours a cup of Pepsi and then adds milk to her Pepsi.
Apparently that's a new thing that Pepsi wants people to do. Add milk to Pepsi.
No. No, no, no.
And a lot of people on TikTok are now doing it, and they're like, okay, it works.
Are you serious?
It's not something I'll drink every day, but...
apparently it doesn't taste that bad.
Yeah, but for Christmas period, yeah, perhaps I'll drink Pepsi with milk. So I think this is brilliant marketing on Pepsi's
part. It is, yeah, because it's getting a lot of people talking about it. And I suppose it's not too far from a root beer float.
Correct.
Or Coke
exactly.
Float.
Yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, really, wow. Hats off to Pepsi. They have made a brand new, potentially, holiday tradition. During the holiday festive period, you're going to drink Pepsi with Coke now. Pepsi with milk now.
Yeah.
We're going to dare Shanwei, who's going to be next, to try this concoction, okay? Mm. We hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m. Another chance for you to win now the snowball prize of Expedia Rewards points. It's now $3,500 worth for our mystery travel sound.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.